With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump is putting America's neighbors on notice for potential tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
China is not the only target for Donald Trump's promised tariffs. He said he would sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Canada and Mexico. Writing on social media, he complained about ridiculous open borders and said on January 20th, he will sign an executive order slapping a 25% tariff on Mexican and Canadian imports. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Exactly what's behind the sticker shock on egg prices this season?
Prices are not as high as 2 years ago. Current prices are up. Emily Metz with the American Egg Board says the egg industry sees its highest demand in November and December. But this year, the prices are being affected by more than just usual demand.
Unfortunately, this has been a very challenging year for egg farmers because of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI.
Anytime the virus is found, every bird on a farm is slaughtered to limit the spread of the disease. Met says that so far, egg shortages at grocery stores have been isolated.
Keep calm and crack on. You're going to have the eggs you need for Thanksgiving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a list of major corporations that have been under pressure by conservative activists. The company confirmed on Monday to the Associated Press that it will better monitor its third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 440 points. This is SRN News. Americans prepare for Thanksgiving.
We've come a long way from that first celebration in 1621 when the pilgrims gathered to thank God for enough food to last the winter. But there will be similarities. According to the Pew Research Center, 91% of Americans will mark the holiday this week, and 74% will be doing so with family, friends, and other people. 65% of us will say grace or some other kind of prayer at our Thanksgiving gathering, and a few even plan to attend church services on that day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Just 1 week before the election, Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians whose church has ancient roots in Egypt. And the GOP made an aggressive push for Amish voters. This is SRN News. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy's vote to impeach President-elect Trump could come back to haunt him ahead of his 26th re-election effort. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Cassidy was one of seven Senate Republicans who voted to convict Mr. Trump in 2021, and he has at times been vocally critical of the president-elect. Trump, in turn, has bashed him as a, quote, total flake and, quote, a stiff. Cassidy's campaign spokesman confirmed that the senator is running for re-election, though he hasn't made a formal announcement yet. Some Republicans already expect the Louisiana senator to face a primary challenge as his vote and past remarks receive renewed scrutiny. The Louisiana Republican irked members of his party when he voted to convict Trump, prompting the state party to censor him. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Lawyers for a voting machine company that's suing Fox News wants to question Rupert Murdoch about his contentious efforts to change his family trust. More details at SRNNews.com.